Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the show. We've got lots of great guests on, and we keep the ball rolling. We have in studio Denise York and another guest we're going to be getting on here in just a couple of minutes. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you too, James.
Hey, good deal. Good to have you in here. So lots of stuff going on. It was good to see you out at the Memorial Day exercises.
Absolutely,
and everything.
Yeah. That was a great program.
That was very good. So coming up, we got some Cedar Bluff camp announcements.
We do.
Right?
The Cedar Bluff 100 year anniversary is coming up on the 17th. So don't forget that. I noticed KGGF auction is this Saturday,
it
so
is.
You've got to get there and buy something.
There's all sorts of great stuff.
I mean,
I've just been drooling over some of the power tools and everything, so you got some good stuff. And we got lawn art, if you want lawn art.
That's not what you called it, but it is called lawn art, so there's sunflowers and roosters and stuff here. So
the only lawn art I can really get behind is the pink flamingos. I'm all in on that.
Okay.
I do live in a trailer, but so I think that's maybe why.
So you have seen when Jack does their fundraiser, the Jack kids, and they...
Yeah, the flamingo flocking. I've helped out with that before. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Okay,
yep.
We'll have to get some around your trailer then sooner
we'll
or later. So, and then summer celebrations coming up July 8th. Don't forget that. Downtown, we've got a new addition, Kimber Kiersey. She's opened her building at 822 Walnut, and this Saturday she has a painted cow craft going on there. So I hope to have Kimber on maybe next week or something to talk about the space, what she's doing inside of it. I know that she's got a paint splatter room. Not sure what that
is. Oh, man.
So we'll have to talk to her about that one. Event space rental and, just an open area. So if you need one, go to her Facebook page. It's countrykimberdesigns.com. Well, that's her website. And then the Facebook page is the same, Country Kimber Designs. And that's country with a K.
Of course.
Yeah. And that way you can see everything that she's got going on, along with Colonel Coffee Trading Post and everything opening up downtown. We've got a few more things going on. So
great.
Starting to fill up.
And good deal.
Yep.
And then the Midland update, I saw that you had the air conditioners that were going up. Was that part of the project
that
they were working on?
Yes, that was part of it. We blocked the street off and
so
a little traffic jam there for a little while. But yes, we've got a definite date of July 31st for front of house to be completed.
Okay.
Which is 7 days before Vaudeville, which we're planning on having
awesome.
The after party there. So hopefully this all works out. No major catastrophes or anything going on. So get ready for that Vaudeville on August the 8th. And then we'll be having our outdoor movie starting in August, September, and October. So that's coming up. And speaking of the Midland, we have Dr. David Wiggins with us, who is a board member for the Midland Theater, but he also has other hats that he wears in town. So
you do a few other things.
A few other things, yeah. So
how are you doing, sir? Good to have you on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, James. And great concert, by the way, out at the cemetery. I mean, that was nothing. It says, just America, I feel like a community band.
Right.
Yeah. It's just nothing like it.
Well, we were able to pull the veterans together and get a good group of people together there to pull it off. And hopefully next year we'll have more people. I got to say hey to the Methodists for showing up. I went to church that morning and I announced it, and gosh, all those Methodists, they showed up like just everybody else too, there were quite a few of those folks there. Yeah, I can't wait for the Midland to open up. That sounds exciting to do some programming and some things there. That'll be fun. And along with what Denise was talking about, the band is going to play at Cedar Bluff Celebration and also at the Summer Celebration. So we'll be doing those two performances June 17th and July 8th. And we have rehearsals prior to those. You can get a hold of me to find out the details on some of that stuff. But both those concerts are at 11 a.m. on those days. And we'll try to make sure everybody stays informed on those. But, what our band, what we tried to do at Memorial Day, the cool thing about that was, Paul, Malis. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name, but he organized the rifle squad, and he organized all of the memorial end of it and the veterans end of it, and that's what really helped pull that thing together. We had been planning that for about 3 months, trying to get things going, and I think we got it established again. That's what since COVID was over, and they hadn't been doing it for a while. And we'll do it up right next year for sure, and try to make sure we inform everybody and let them know way ahead of time what's going on.
Yeah, get those Catholics and the Baptists in there.
Well,
too,
I know the Catholics can represent. So yeah. Well, Pete and Nancy were there, so that counts. Yes, yep. Anyways, that's kind of what. Basically, we have a ton of sponsors. We try to put this together. We have the Cooperative Credit Union, Thompson Brothers, Chronicle, Montgomery Coffeeville Coffee Company. Don't forget to get a cup of Coffeeville. Isn't that a great
line?
That's
right. It is.
The Coffeeville Journal, the Midland Theater, Taylor Crane and Rigging, the Chamber, Community State Bank, KGGF Radio, Coffeeville Community Area Foundation, and, of course, Coffeeville Community College, where I work. And we rehearse. They let us rehearse there. They do promotion for us. So it's a team of people working together to get these things done. And the more the merrier, the bigger the event, the more people we get involved.
Yeah. So how do you become a partner?
you get a hold of me. I've got sheets. That's good that you asked this. I've got a sheet right here, and we have several different levels of sponsorships. You can be a headline sponsor, and we'll give you the Have a Cup of Coffeeville. Ron Bryce, we have a partnership with him, and we do advertising for him. And, I think the ice cream shop Hershey's got that day, we announced it at the ceremony, and they were packed down there.
Oh, yeah.
They probably would have been packed anyway, I guess, but... No, they're great people, and they're trying to promote our community, and I think that's important here.
Right, they're very instrumental to downtown, the things that are going on. So.
Yeah, and I'll be out here in the next week or so handing out posters, making sure everybody gets informed of the next couple concerts coming up.
Yeah, we'll please come. That would be great.
Maybe we'll come talk on the radio again.
Yes.
All right.
Anytime. We'd love to help promote that. I mean, I'm a big proponent of these municipal bands, and also I'm sure you're looking for folks to help join in the playing, because we've got lots of musical talent here in the community. And how can people do that?
Yes, they can. If they can just get a hold of me, I guess that's David Wiggin, David.Wiggins@CoffeevilleEDU, then. Or musicwiggins@gmail.com is another one too. Just contact me and I can hook you up. We rehearse. I have a lot of instruments. If you need an instrument to play, we have those available for you. And the music is not that difficult, really. We try to kind of keep it pretty simple, so that people, it's like riding a bike. You said you played clarinet, and I bet you could probably play a B flat scale on that clarinet, if you got it out.
Yep, probably the muscle memory on that sort of thing.
The lips might be sore after a while,
embouchure.
A lot of people are shy to come out because, I played in high school. Well, come on out and play. That's, more the merrier. And, we aren't virtuosos. There's not people in there with, super. There's some good musicians, don't get me wrong. But, they're all friendly folks. We like to have kind of a family setting,
Yeah, and that man, that gal doing the percussion, that's some good stuff there. I mean,
Nancy Walterscheid?
Yeah, my God.
She's the best drummer. She's best drummer in Southeast Kansas.
That's amazing.
I was like, this is
great.
Now, I'm not sure when they have the auditions for that. Best drummer in Southeast Kansas, but no, she's awesome, and she plays everywhere, and she's been playing in blues bands and rock bands since she was a kid, and there's something. Pete and Nancy are pretty awesome folks. Yeah,
that's great. Are there any instruments you're particularly in need of right now?
That's a great question. Right now we're looking for some flutes. We'll have a couple more at the next concert, but woodwinds is what we're looking for. Flutes and clarinets and those kinds of things. We'll take anything. A trombone's always good. Trumpets and a community band. Trombones.
We kind of have a tuba guy in the building too.
Who's the tuba guy?
Chris. He went to college on a tuba scholarship.
And we have to talk to him.
Yep. He's on the other side of the glass. We'll go talk to him after this.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. So, yeah, no, the next rehearsal is coming up June 15th for the Cedar Bluff concert, and I hope to have people playing, getting in there and playing. Sounds like we've got a lot of people coming back that played at Memorial Day, so we should have a fun time.
And you brought a schedule for us, so we'll continue to announce that and put it up on the window for
very good
for the masses.
Very good. All right, we can do a live band radio show.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm all for that. In fact, at my my college radio station, I was already saying this. I was like, we used to broadcast every week.
Yeah.
The band concert. So, you know, that's something we might want to look into.
Well, we'll talk to John.
All right.
See? Yeah. Yeah,
good
he
deal.
Likes this.
Yeah, it's a slice of Americana. I mean, it's one of my favorite parts of the summer, honestly, is being able to listen to a municipal band.
Very
cool. Really is good stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, James.
Well, thank you for coming on, Dr. Wiggins. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good job. Thanks, Denise, for helping us line everything up again. So we really appreciate it and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
All right.
Thanks.
And we have Open Line coming up here around 9:10 right after the news here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.